Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's crank this up and get rolling for a Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Phone us up on the telly. Tell us what's on your mind. 701-258-0550.
If you ask me where I come from.
Good thing you're not in England because the telly is the television.
Ah, not according to me. I'm talking about the telephone.
Smartphone. We know you.
Yeah.
If you can call them on your TV, go for it. I guess you might have a smart TV that has an app and you could probably do that. But.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome, folks, to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. Riding shotgun today. We're going to have K-Fly get out of here and take care of his boy who busted up his nose. How about
that?
Yeah.
Ouch. Kid letter, 5-year letterman in high school, never a scratch or a sprain. Two weeks at the NDSU, and he takes one to the face. So, yeah.
Ouch.
Well, probably reset better a nose than a leg, I guess. I mean,
yeah,
I
so we said. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what do better you pick, than the ankle right? or if you something. Have to break something, what bone do you pick?
There you go. Yeah.
Tell George, take it like a man.
Oh, he did. He said, I said, what happened? He said, I took a head to the face. He said, I felt that sucker go right away. That's not the word he used, but he said it go right away.
Oh.
And having spent a little time in the ring in my day, I know exactly. I didn't break mine ever, but, man, I get it moved around a little bit a couple times.
That is going to be a little blue in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, welcome to the program. We have Senator Hovind on at the bottom of the hour today. Your questions, comments for Senator Hovind, welcome. We have Jim Casper on the program today, state legislature, who is going to be talking about a concern that CRT, despite a new law passed by the legislature, might exactly be being taught anyway or part of the curriculum in Grand Forks. We'll get to the bottom of that story. Dr. Todd Schaefer is here, president of Sanford Health West, talking about the behavioral health school program. This started at Assembly Middle School in Bismarck and now is expanding because, see, our teachers aren't teachers. They have to be behavioral health experts. Our law enforcement officers are not law enforcement anymore. They're not there to enforce the law. They're there to deal with the mental health issues. So applaud Sanford Health for saying, well, let's help teachers do this and to have these programs. So looking forward to learning a little bit more about that today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm concerned, guys. I really am. And concern might be a little bit actually even mild. I'm beyond concerned. I'm a little worried. And that is that the George Floyd effect on law enforcement. I mean, imagine you're a law enforcement officer. July 8th, you're on duty. You get a call, stolen vehicle. You head to the scene, and you find some individuals sitting in a van in a garage. A bullet hole is visible in the windshield. And you tell the people in the car, get your hands up. You command them to follow instructions. They don't follow instructions. Why do these people not follow instructions? What is so hard about...
People generally don't. That's the sad part.
The criminals don't. And I don't know how... It isn't case closed at that point. If you are not following instructions of a law enforcement officer, what follows in the way of consequences to me seem to be on you. Case closed. Doesn't work like that anymore. So these people in this van, stolen van on July 8th, don't listen to Officer Adam O'Brien and instead try to speed out of the garage and run one of the law enforcement officers over. That's their intent. And darn near did it. That results in shots being fired. and Shane Netterville fatally shot at that point as a result. Now, in the day and age in which we live, we don't take the police report and say, officer showed up, bullet hole in the van, stolen vehicle report, three people not listening to law enforcement officers, speed away, putting officers in danger, case closed. No, it doesn't work like that. Officer-involved shooting. Hard stop. Put the officer on leave. Have an investigation. In this case, the Attorney General of North Dakota, Drew Wrigley, was called in to do a special investigation on behalf of the BCI. That's what the state's attorney asked for. And on the 29th of August, a couple of months from the actual incident at a Fargo apartment complex on July 8th, Drew Wrigley says what to me seems quite obvious. The officer will not face charges. Now, here's my question. You're law enforcement. Your job is to protect people, enforce the laws, keep the streets safe. What are you thinking when you show up at an incident like that? Oh, do I pull the trigger? Do I pull the trigger? Should I pull the trigger? They're not listening. There's a bullet hole already in the van. These guys have a gun. They're not listening. Oh, wait a minute. They're trying to run me over. Trying to run over other officers. But if I pull the trigger, now there's an officer-involved shooting. Man alive, do we ask a lot of our law enforcement officers. I am sick and tired of this. They're handicapped going in. And think of what this officer's already been put through. From July 8th till August 29th. What's going to happen? I'm being investigated. I don't know. Seems like we have taken this to a whole new Ferguson, Missouri, George Floyd level.
Ooh.
And put our law enforcement officers in a really bad spot. To have to second guess in a split second what they do. When it's so dang simple, follow the instructions and nobody will get hurt. Listen to what the law enforcement officer is saying. Put your hands up. Let me see your hands. Get out of the vehicle. Stop. What's so hard about that? I don't know why when they do not follow instructions, there is even an investigation necessary. Can somebody explain that to me?
Innocent until proven guilty?
Oh, my God.
The only thing I got.
701-258-0550 is our telephone number. Tell me if you agree or disagree. But to me, when a criminal is not following instructions, the body cam tells us everything. We see repeated requests, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up. But if they're not following the instructions, I don't know that we need a two-month investigation. Watch the video. They didn't follow instructions. Next. Is this so hard? 258-0550. Give me your take on this particular case. And more importantly, help me understand, by all of this process, all of this second-guessing every time an officer-involved shooting hasn't happened, how we're not just with that alone making these officers less safe. Putting law enforcement in a really bad spot. 258-0550 is the telephone number. 800-228-0550. Text me at 701-237-1590. Man, it ticks me off. just can't believe we do this to law enforcement. There's the camera. There's the video. It didn't listen. We're down here. Nothing to see. Let's move on. Let's go. Let's stop. Brought to you today by our friends at Freedom Matters USA from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Love to see patriots from all over our great state come give Candace Owens a patriotic North Dakota welcome. It's September tomorrow. We're 2 weeks away. Spread the word. A must-see event Thursday, September 15th. Take a drive to the Bismarck Event Center with a group of your friends and family. Find out more about this event at freedommattersusa.com. Tickets start at $20. No reason not to be there, not to participate. And kudos to all the folks that came out to Stanley, North Dakota last night. River of Life Church, packed house for Pastor John Hagee. A lot of our What's on Your Mind audience there. Thank you. Glad you took that in. All right, let's find out what's on your mind. Then Senator John Hovind, Jim Casper on CRT being taught in North Dakota. Yes, no, what's going on in Grand Forks? And behavioral health, help from Sanford Health in our schools. All.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Change. You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange. Their kids are going to ground. Get some.
Back on What's on Your Mind on a Wednesday Wheels kind of day from our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. What do we got today? We got a 2021 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 Custom Trail Boss. Oh, yes. How about that? Trail Boss. Drove one of those. Absolutely love them. This one, 6.2 liter Ecotec V8 engine, only 4,334 miles on this thing for a 2021. Cherry red tin coat, jet black cloth interior, tow package, remote start, backup camera, easy power lift lock and release tailgate. That is so awesome. I have that now on a 2021. Love it. Forward collision alert. This was 53,000. Today it's 52. You save $1,000 if you'd say, hey, I heard about it right here. My friend Scott. And what's on your mind? Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC. Valley City, Pucklet Chevrolet Bismarck. You tell them Scott sent you. Daryl in Detroit Lakes, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Daryl. Telephone number, by the way, 258-0550 today. 258-0550. How you doing, Daryl?
I'm doing fine. Say, I hate to waste your time, but I called a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, about the Chaska closing of the MyPillow store.
Yes, I remember that well.
And I'm much calmer now. the conversation that I had then, I thought that you guys are going to send a pillow to the Holiday Inn or the Holiday Inn in Detroit Lakes. I'm at my lake now, and I'm going to Detroit Lakes, and I thought it was there. I'll pick it up.
No, those are usually in our studios in Fargo. If you won one, we have them here with your name on them. Yeah.
He lived in Detroit Lakes and he's been dropping, or he lives in outside of Detroit Lakes, drop it off, but I can't get to Fargo. So anyway, that's cool. I enjoyed the conversation at any event.
Yeah, so I remember that day. Kevin was actually in Detroit Lakes, so he might have had it for you there that day, but otherwise they're back here now. Sorry, what else did you say, Daryl?
I really enjoy your perspective on this officer shooting. The problems that we have in Minneapolis are just compounded daily with this kind of action against police officers, and it's destroying our society. Society should not have to put up with this at all. Yeah, that's my perspective.
No, I don't know. When you talk about the Twin Cities as an example in our conversation yesterday, how do you fix this? What fixes this? I mean, it's not going to be a quick fix. It's literally going to be a new governor, new lieutenant governor, new mayor, new city council, and then years of effort, kind of like Rudy Giuliani undertook in New York City. I don't know.
It goes all the way back to the individual walking down the street. He has to change his attitude, and that's a generational thing, in my opinion. It's way beyond, like you said, an easy fix, and it's a violent. It tends to turn to violence, and nobody wants that to happen.
Got to fix it, and I don't know what fixes it, but I think it's time, a lot of time, and very simple effort. And by the way, I think it's to throw the bums out. You got to start fresh.
You know, Voltaire said something very profound several hundred years ago. If they can convince you to accept their absurdities, they can convince you to commit their atrocities. And that's kind of where we are. We live in an absolutely absurd world.
We do.
There it is.
Thanks, Daryl. Next time you're in Fargo, stop by for that My Pillow. And apologies if Kevin was supposed to deliver that to you somewhere that day. Scott, says the listener, I'm wondering if you have the ability to find out how many of these people that keep running from law enforcement are repeat offenders. I believe that our state's attorneys, prosecutors, judges are setting way too many of these criminals free, and every time they repeat, it gets a little worse. Seems to me that way anyway. Listener says, I don't get it. It seems like it's becoming the law among criminals to kill police. No respect for our law enforcement anymore. Listener says, even got arrested for stealing oil for the ball bearings on our homemade coasters put in the slammer till our parents came for us. Ah, the good old days. The good old days. Speaking of which, here's another. Says, I agree 100% regarding cameras and following the laws. When I grew up in San Francisco, the motorcycle cop was our friend. That was 1956. What changed? Well, we don't have enough show to talk about what's changed since 1956, do we? I don't think so. But it is very true that it was a very different time, and I think we're overcomplicating this. I don't think you need an investigation when you've got footage from one of these cams and somebody is not following basic, simple instructions. Put your hands up. Get out of the car. If you do not follow these instructions, you could be harmed. This is pretty simple, folks. Another listener wants to know why I was hyping Minneapolis, an unsafe area, to our listeners. No way I'm going to the Twin Cities. It's extremely unsafe in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
No disagreement. I thank God my mother lives in a safe part of town, but I cringe having to get through to get to her.
Well, 20,000 folks went to a Twins game, and 20,000 folks, since I see no police reports, got in and out of there. I think there are parts of Minneapolis, St. Paul that are very unsafe, and I think the perception is the biggest problem. I don't feel safe.
That's just it. They're doing plenty collectively, not individually, but collectively, they're doing plenty to put forth that perception.
They are.
Same perception of New York City. Millions get in and out of there just fine, but you don't have that feeling when you go there, do you? If you go on your own, I mean, maybe if the guided tour stuff that, like you've done with Fox and stuff, Fox News, I mean, that stuff, sure, because you're guided, you're pretty safe, but
power
would you
numbers.
Feel comfortable walking
yeah.
off and into the wild?
No, and that's just it. I mean, and that's been true for a long time. You get in the wrong part of Minnesota, mainly the Twin Cities Metro, the wrong part of New York City, any particular day or time, that's forever been the case.
But yeah.
When you have DAs that say, you know, we're not going to keep you, let you back out. People that have committed crimes that we know are bad and are back on the streets, and these numbers keep adding up? No. These
Agreed.
Cities have a huge problem that they need to address. They really do. Senator John Hoban, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, Mason and Carrington is first up to go, wants to ask a question to Senator Hoban. If the others are itching to get in, I'd suggest you do so right now by calling us at 701-258-0550. Senator John Hoban joins us on What's on Your Mind. We come back. Jim Casper, also next hour, who led the effort to ban CRT in the state legislature in North Dakota from being taught in schools, has a report of it being taught in schools. Stay
Did
tuned.
You know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department asked a federal judge late Tuesday to refuse President Trump's request for a special master to review evidence the FBI took from his Florida home. A judge will decide on Thursday. President Biden at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania, the uniter of the people, on Tuesday.
For God's sake, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on?
As Democrats were the party to support the defund the police movement, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reminds Americans how Vice President Kamala Harris was bailing people out of jail that attacked the police during that time.
You know, one way to encourage political violence is to bail out people who attack the cops. The Vice President of the United States staff raised money to bail people out of jail who rioted in New York, who attacked the cops, and they went right back to crime.
USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey, where did we go?
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, the home of home cook and grab-and-go convenience. You know, Wednesday means they buy... You buy two fresh baked cookies, you get one free. Ho, 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 ho. What's not to love about that? And the Inflation Buster is still there. Four items for $4. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two of the homemade cookies, freshly baked, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience as well. Tell them Scott sent you. PetroServe USA. Scott, great job on the Wendy Bell Show on Newsmax. You were the best of all the guests. I hope you get asked to go on Newsmax again. They need your voice. Well, thank you. I did. I don't know that I mentioned that to the audience, but Common Sense with Wendy Bell is a show on Newsmax that airs, and they asked me to be part of a panel talking about Tony Fauci. And so I was on the panel with Wendy Bell. Enjoyed it. Really, I'd not heard of Wendy Bell before, and... really enjoyed it. Had a good time. So, it was fun. And we'll tell you what, we'll put that up on Facebook so folks can watch that and check it out. Listener says, the American people are descendants of the tribe of Manasseh of Israel. They don't follow instructions because they are a stubborn, stiff-necked people. Not everyone is, but the lawless ones are. Well, again, I come back to this question. In this case, we needed the Bureau of Criminal Investigation in the state, the Attorney General Drew Wrigley, to investigate something as simple as what was very obvious on the body cam. So that's now what we're putting every law enforcement officer through. When, if you're this law enforcement officer, and you give basic, simple instructions, they're not followed, you're responding to a stolen vehicle. You're responding to shots fired. There's a bullet hole in the windshield. What's the investigation for? Take 30 seconds to say, you didn't follow instructions.
Legal requirement.
Okay. I get that. But now, every time a law enforcement officer responds, he's got to sit there and decide, they're not responding. I see a bullet hole. I see a stolen vehicle. We got shots fired. They're driving the vehicle. They're trying to run over one of the officers. What do I do?
From a legal standpoint, Scott, 50 cops watch a guy rob a bank. The second he's out the door, he's a suspect. How does the system work?
Yeah, it's wrong. It's not right.
Certainly ironic, at least.
Every law enforcement officer has to sit there and decide, Do I do this? Do I not do this? Do I do this? Do I not do this?
Can't figure out why they can't hire them, especially in Minneapolis, especially given what happened. But the industry as a whole, like many, but that particular industry as a whole is having a really hard time. Can't imagine why. The deck is so stacked.
We're waiting for Senator John Hoeven to join us here, and as soon as he does, we'll take your calls, questions, and comments for him today on the program. He is at a couple events today. He's on Dickinson at the airport there, and talk about operational capacity there and make sure that those smaller airports get the support they need. And then he'll be at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery, joining other officials as well, National Guard officials and federal state officials, commemorating the 30th anniversary of the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. Oh, my gosh. Isn't that something? I also want to ask him about North Dakota's national cemetery, our Arlington, so to speak, out near Harwood, and efforts to get some more infrastructure there to better support funerals that happen there for the families. A group of local heroes of mine, United Patriotic Bodies, has been fundraising on that front, and the VA hasn't been very friendly about it. That's being kind, actually. They've been flat-out awful.
Really? Why?
Picking and choosing who can be part of the effort, and, you know, I don't know. Bureaucrats being bureaucrats, I guess.
I mean, I know they would want to be protective. You have to kind of half expect that. But at the same time, there's an enthusiastic bunch of people that would love to work with them if they're willing to work
and
with
fundraise.
Them.
And fundraise.
Yeah, exactly.
And go out and get the money. They're not going in there hat in hand saying, you do it. They're trying to find the dollars for it. So, makes no sense to me at all. I want to ask Senator Hoeven about that because seems to me the VA needs to be called on the carpet here a little bit and say, hey, fine, if you don't want these people raising the money, then you do it.
Yeah, I mean, what's the other side of the story that maybe we're not hearing? Love to hear it. But if there isn't, then lighten up, Francis.
To coin a phrase. Another listener says, Scott, what bothers me about CRT being taught in school despite laws against it, who's pushing it? Is this the superintendents? Is this the principals? Why do we not hear from teachers who are not happy with teaching it? If the teachers can't see what is wrong, then I have lost respect for the teachers. Another on this topic says, when it comes to CRT teachings in North Dakota, it's weird that Superintendent of Public Instruction Kirsten Baszler wouldn't know if it's being taught in class curriculums. Maybe she needs to get more involved.
You don't hear from those teachers the same reason you didn't hear from certain doctors during the pandemic.
We're going to have more on that topic next hour. Jim Casper, who led the effort in the state legislature to deal with that issue. Senator John Hoeven is on our newsmaker line right now. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thanks for the time today. We just went through your schedule today, so you got a busy day and a fun day to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery, such a hallowed ground. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the National Cemetery this year. Controversy brewing up there right now because there's not enough infrastructure for families and funerals. The local group, United Patriotic Bodies, has taken this on, and they are getting the stiff arm from the VA. I know that you've been asked to intervene in that. Any update on that?
Yeah, I've been working hard on that, and we're making progress. So as you know, the concern was they were originally going to just put in a vault-style bathroom as well as some other amenities, and that just isn't good enough. So, you know, we've gone to work with the Honor Guard up there and veterans, you know, from the area and around the state, and we've been working with Matthew Quinn, who's the undersecretary for the National Cemetery Association at the Veterans Administration. And we're moving them on this, and, you know, we're going to have a wind wall, storage facilities. Now, they've agreed to a heated facility. The last piece is to actually make it a bathroom that is, no kidding, an actual bathroom with heat and running water. And we hope to get there. I'd actually hope to have it in place or an agreement by now, but I remain optimistic that we can get something. And then, in addition, they're going to expand it. You know, it's about 5 acres now. It was a rural cemetery initiative that I worked on with others to get passed. We're one of the first. But now we're working on buying an additional 30 acres, Scott, and also working with the veterans so that they can have some facilities there as well. So my goal, you know, we're having this celebration at the State Veterans Cemetery today, and I've worked on that for 22 years. And I would argue that our State Veterans Cemetery is one of the nicest now in the nation. And our goal is to have something in terms of that federal veteran cemetery over by Fargo that rivals the beauty and just how fantastic our state veteran cemetery is. As you know, Scott, I know you're out there talking about it all the time, our veterans and their families deserve it. So we're hard after this. I'm excited about it, as you probably can tell. But my goal is to not only have one of the finest state veteran cemetery in the country, which we have, but to set that kind of a goal for that federal cemetery in Fargo as well. And remember, it serves a lot of Minnesota, too. It serves North Dakota, but we serve, you know, a ton of western Minnesota. So there's a lot of vets and their families that, you know, this is very important for them.
There's a group called United Patriotic Bodies that's basically out there fundraising for this, and they're getting pushback from the VA. One of this fellow, Robert Reiser, or Roeser, R-O-E-S-E-R, has now decided that we're going to choose who can volunteer. What's going on there? Why are they picking and choosing who can volunteer for that effort, a private effort?
Yeah, right. I mean, look, we need to – I mean, I think it's great the veterans groups are working on this. I know that they've got they've had some issues back and forth with the VA, and I'm just trying to help sort that out. And we've made some progress, more to do. But obviously what we need to figure out is how, you know, they get support from the VA in the fundraising efforts. But it's more than that, Scott. I mean, it's not just the United Patriotic Bodies and the Honor Guard and others. We got to get, you know, really the community behind them. I'm talking to the city. I'm talking to the state of North Dakota. Obviously, Kevin and I passed some legislation earlier this year that, you know, helps with getting federal grants to enhance the cemeteries. So, it has to be more than just so first, the VA's got to work with our veterans, of course. So, of course, I'm working on that. But in addition, we got to get some more muscle behind them to really help with this fundraising effort so we have really top-flight facilities there at our federal veteran cemetery.
Mason and Carrington, question for Senator John Hovind, 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Mason.
Hi there, Senator Hovind. I recently found that you helped bring the... Hello?
Yep, we got you. Go ahead, Mason.
All right, perfect. Hi there, Senator Hovind. I saw recently that you helped bring the Global Hawk fleet up to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. I was wondering if you could elaborate a little bit more on how that's so significant for our Air Force Base up in Grand Forks.
Really exciting stuff. Thanks, Mason. Really exciting stuff. This is part of what's called the Sky Range program, and this is how we're going to develop and test hypersonic missiles. And as you know, we need to be the leader in hypersonic missiles so we are ahead of our adversaries like China and Russia. Right now, China is actually, you know, in the lead in terms of that development. So for us to surge ahead, we've got to have a way to test them because they move so fast and they can change direction and so forth. It's unsafe to put manned aircraft up there next to them. And the way we've been testing them is lining up naval ships in the Pacific, and then it takes 21 days to line them up. It's a long ways away. It's hard to get data. And, of course, then our adversaries know when we're testing. It's very expensive. So the TRMC, Test Resource Management Center, which is part of the Department of Defense, works a lot with Air Force and Space Force. They've come up with a concept called Sky Range where we're going to take and we're going to repurpose all of the Global Hawks that have been retired. Now, not our new Global Hawks, the 40 Block 40s we have up at North the base, the Grand Forks Air Force Base, but the Block 10, the Block 20, the Block 30, there's about 27 of them. We actually now are repurposing them. We're bringing those back out of the fleet from Beale and other places. They're coming back to Grand Forks to the Grand Sky Technology Park at Northrop Grumman, and they're going to be refurbished, re-engineered to look up instead of down. We're going to put them up in the air, and then when we do those hypersonic tests, those Global Hawks, along with satellites, will track them so we can get the test results and surge ahead in this very important new technology. There are 16 aerospace companies that are going to be part of that effort at Grand Sky Technology Park.
Pretty amazing. It is. More with Senator Hovind after a short break. Folks, don't go away. We'll continue.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
If it's innovative and ag-related, it'll be at the Big Iron Farm Show, the Midwest's largest ag show at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 13th to 15th. Presented by Cass County Farm Bureau. Kick the tires and see in-field demonstrations. Experience Midwest agribusiness at its best. Explore over 500 exhibitors. See the latest in agriculture. Hear from industry leaders. Don't miss the 42nd annual Big Iron Farm Show, September 13th through the 15th. Details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota? This industry. Every corner of North Dakota. This is not an oil patch thing. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities for schools, for roads and bridges, for water projects. It's all right there. Back on What's on Your Mind, our final segment here with Senator John Hoeven. Questions or comments, get them in quickly here at 258-0550. Our newsroom just popped in and said that many in the United Patriotic Bodies and Honor Guard are concerned that, including, by the way, they say Tom Krabbenhoff, who's been leading that effort, along with Jason Hicks, say they haven't had an opportunity to talk with you about them. that you're not including them. What are they saying there? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've talked to some of them, but Jessica Lee, my state director, has met with them directly, along with, we brought out people from the NCA, and I'm happy to meet with them some more. But, yeah, we tried to work with them, but my staff, like I say, Jessica's been leading that charge, I think doing a good job of it. And, we're happy to meet with them more. We're going to keep working on it.
Texter wants to know your thoughts on Grand Forks and the Foo Fang plant. And I know I saw recently that you, Senator Kramer, have basically said some version of, look, find a different partner for the corn milling plant, Grand Forks. How has that message been received to say, find a U.S. partner and not a Chinese partner? You think that's being heard and being heeded by the, Grand Forks officials?
Well, I've been advising not only the mayor, but also Governor Burgum. I've talked to the Ag Commission, and for some time I've been advising, as has Kevin, that, look, there are concerns here. They need to find an American company to come in there. That's how you make this a win-win. When we were up there last week, we updated the media on what we've been telling the Brandon Bleszinski, the mayor, and the governor, and just that we just think that the way you make this a win-win is you find an American company to help them develop an ag park. But yeah, there's concerns there, and we think that they should not be doing it with Foo Fang, and have advised them that way. And that's what we will continue to do. And what I guess what the mayor has said so far, and you probably talked to him, is he wants to see how the CFIUS review comes out. But our concern with the CFIUS review is that it's not a public process. So we're concerned that they may not put these concerns, on the record that are there. And so that makes it difficult. And that's why we're telling them right up front, look, there are concerns here, and they should not do it with the Chinese company. They should find an American company.
Doug emails a question. What is the United States going to do about its munitions shortage created by giving away munitions to Ukraine?
Well, that's why it's so important that we continue to make sure that we support our men and women in uniform. And I've been talking about all the work we do on that. And Kevin and I are particularly in position to do that. He's on Armed Services. I'm on Defense Appropriation. And, I how much I appreciate working with Kevin. He and I work hand in glove on this stuff, on those very kinds of issues, to make sure that we always are prepared first here at home and with our men and women. We have the finest military in the world, the most professional men and women in uniform. Nobody can match their capability. We always have to make sure that they have what they need to do their job, and we're absolutely committed to that.
Listener texts in this question. The U.S. hypersonic missile systems, both offensive and defensive, do not work. Every test has failed. Let's be honest. The U.S. is in huge trouble when it comes to our military awareness readiness. That is by our General Mattis, who said he was shocked when he took over DOD about that issue. Agree or disagree?
Well, that's what I said earlier, Scott, is the Chinese have taken a lead in terms of hypersonic missiles. They steal our technology, but they're also good at technology development, too. That's why we got to stay on this. That's why we're talking about how we have to push back on China, but how we have to always have the technological lead. And that's why this Sky Range program, of which now Grand Forks is the heart and soul with Range Hawk, that's the heart and soul of the program. That's incredibly important to our country. This isn't just a big deal for our state. For our country, it goes to exactly what you said, and what this text was talking about is this is how we get ahead and stay ahead of the Chinese, the Russians, or anybody else when it comes to hypersonic missiles. And remember, those are missiles that go five times the speed of sound or faster. Think of all the other things that parlays into when you talk about space and aerospace, aviation, unmanned aircraft, all kinds of things where, again, we not only need to retake the lead in that area, but stay ahead of our adversaries.
About a minute left. A listener wants to know, does all the federal spending contribute to inflation that we have to fight today?
Well, of course it does, and that's why we got to continue to push back on Biden's policies, whether it's his taxing, spending, the regulation, the federal overreach, the mandates, which is why I have consistently voted against those things and will continue to do so. There's no question. And then the energy policy. Think about how his energy policy, you know, putting the handcuffs on our energy producers has hurt our ability to produce more energy. We see that right here in North Dakota. We're pushing back on that every day, and we need to continue to. You bet it affects inflation.
Another quick one here. What will you do about reining in the national debt?
Well, that's why I've always supported a balanced budget amendment. We need to continue to find ways to reduce spending, to balance our budget, and reduce the deficit. And we got to grow the economy. That's a big part of it, too.
All right, we're out of time. Didn't get a chance to get in the questions about the FBI. Some folks concerned there, and that one came in late, but we'll do this again soon. Senator Hovind, thanks for the time. CRT, is it being taught in Grand Forks? Let's find out when we come back and what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, two for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deal. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.